All right, I'm here with my man Lowry. We got a couple songs together. He's a good dude. What's the name of the new song again? I listened to it this afternoon.
What's it called again? Oh yeah, I remember. It's Lost in a Dream. That's what it's called.
Oh yeah, Lost in a Dream. So I don't know that much about you. I'm curious as to like how'd you get started? You've been at it now for about a little bit under 2 years, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Two years.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm just wondering how you got started because like you're pursuing it quite aggressively. You're the person when we first like got in that group chat together and stuff.
I remember that. Like,
you were viciously trying to record as much as possible beyond anything I've ever seen, which is commendable as hell.
Like, so I'm trying to like get my, like, it's at the end of the day, like, music's like a hobby for me, but at the same time it's like you want to get better and better, but not like in a way where it's like where you like, what's the word to describe it? Yeah, where you're like constantly like tired about it all the time. Like, because if it gets to the point where you're constantly criticizing yourself, it's not like fun anymore. So like,
yeah.
But nonetheless, you still wanna have fun and progress as and grow as a musician, you know.
Yeah, and too, like the fun thing is very important. Like, especially with like non-virtuosic music, if you know what I mean. Like, if I was making music that sounded like Rush, you know, that might not necessarily be fun to get to the point of making music that sounds like Rush. But in the end, it is probably a lot of fun to perform. But, like, you know, if you're making vocal music where, like, you're primarily doing vocals, it's got to be fun, man. It's got to be fun.
I agree.
How'd you get started? What was the, like, eureka moment where you were like, all right, somebody get me a fucking microphone. Let's go.
I mean, I don't even know. Like, I feel like that kind of happened. Like, I was at my buddy's place one time, and we were just recording stuff. It wasn't serious at all. And I was like, oh, first song ever I made, like, with vocals. Like, I'd done some, like, instrumentals before that, but, like, up until that point, there were no vocalized tracks at all. And I decided to, like, hit some vocals, and I recorded the track. I produced a beat. And I would have been like 17 or 16 when that happened. And like when I uploaded to SoundCloud, I thought that song was just going to get like no views at all. Next thing I know, I had like 100 plays. So I was just like, okay, maybe we got something going on here. So like it progressed and progressed. And by the time 2019 rolled around, I was like, okay, now we're going to start taking this seriously now. So ever since 2019 ended, then 2020, I made more songs, started making music videos with my man Lusky. He's also another artist here. And then I met you and all other guys at the coordination meetings back in the day.
Yeah.
Good times. And then, yeah.
To me, that doesn't feel like back in the day. That feels like a few months ago, you know? Like,
it feels like, I don't know why, man. It just feels like it was super long ago. I don't know why.
I guess, like, with all the lockdowns and stuff, it's just, like, the kind of, at least in Victoria and BC, it's just, like, the back and forth of it, like, makes time all fucked up. Like,
I agree, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything just seems like, yeah, we're going to
No, go for it. What were you going to say? Everything seems...
Everything just, like, even, like, 2 months, when they go by, it feels like 4 months with everything going on.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, the last little while, like, it's just me and my brother, pretty much. That's all I've been doing, and it's just, like, I just watch movies, man. Like, it's basically it. That's, like, the thing I look forward to. I don't know. I always wonder, where do the beats come from? Because, like... I can't tell. Like, I listened to everything that was on Spotify, most of your SoundCloud this afternoon, and I was like, where do these beats come from? Because you find, or I don't, I, you might make them, I have no idea, but you have a particular sound you seem drawn to, and you're very like, it's like, yeah, it's very like at least well curated if you don't make them yourself.
Yeah, like I like the sound of it, like the beats, like there's a guy who produces beats. It's called Aravada Beats. So he's really good at producing the beats. And I have just been buying beats from Aravada. Because Aravada, like, it's kind of got that, like, emo kind of sound to it. But at the same time, like, the beats are, like, super hard, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes I make my own. I'll, like, buy from, like, local producers. Like, I've been buying a couple beats from some people around here. Just, like, anything, honestly, like...
Yeah, because I noticed that the newer stuff too, you're going sort of back and forth between more melodic and like more rappy, although it's still very melodic. was there, yeah, you go hard as hell in this new song, like
Lost in a Dream.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's it reminds me of NBA YoungBoy kind of, but obviously like with your skin on it.
Yeah.
Like, the way that he can just kind of like just be like rapping his ass off, but it's like complete like almost like his diary, you know what I mean? But it sounds hard also.
It does, yeah, no, I agree.
So I'm curious, when you're making music, do you think about audience? I've asked this to every musician I've talked to, like, what is your relationship with the audience in the creative process?
When it comes to audience, I want the audience to like relate to my music. That's like, I mean, the audience has to enjoy it, but at the same time, like, you don't want to like try too hard. You want to have them relate to your music, like not in a way where you're being fake. You know, like that's like the biggest thing that comes to my head. Like when I'm making music, is how is the audience gonna like feel? I mean, end of the day, I have to like it, but at the same time, like, how's the audience gonna feel about it? That's like how I see.
And what like in what kind of reaction do you want to like elicit?
It really depends on the mood of the song. Let's say, for example, it's like angry kind of song, then I want them to feel like that kind of way. If it's like a sad kind of song, they don't have to feel necessarily sad, but just like maybe more like in tune with what the song is.
So you kind of like you want like a cathartic reaction out of people, like like a release, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm curious, like you're a very humble guy from my experience. Like you're not like hyper braggadocious, which I sometimes like and I sometimes hate, you know?
No, but that's something I've noticed too. Like, this isn't even like directed at anybody, but like I've noticed that a lot of people will be like, they'll be saying stuff, but like it hasn't even happened in real life. So I don't even know how I feel about that. Like, obviously, like not all songs are going to be like 100% honest, but like it's getting to the point now where people are just saying stuff that's not even true, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I do that sometimes myself too.
No, I do that sometimes too. Like, but when I was making songs, when I was like 17, 16, but, like.
Yeah. I mean, I won't make a rap song about, anything violent particularly, because I don't that I've never done. I'll over exaggerate my how horny I am, I guess. It's the worst thing I'll do. What did I just ask you? It was ego. Yeah, like, so yeah. But like what's your relationship with your ego, and especially making music in the genre that is all about, it really is all about ego a lot of the time, yeah, at least.
I would agree with you.
Hip-hop.
I mean, ego is one thing, but you don't want it to, like, have it blown out of proportion. That's the way I see it. Like, I'm just trying to stay humble. Like, I'm not trying to, like, be, like, super cocky. Like, that's not, like, not necessarily in terms of weakness, but, like, I'm not out here trying to, like, be super egotistical. So, I'm just doing me. I'm just staying humble, and
yeah,
that's just what I'm doing right now for the time being.
Hell yeah. What are you working on, man? What do you got under wraps? What are you doing?
So in about 2 weeks from now, I got another video coming out with Lewski's gonna produce that. And then in about another week from then, well, probably like either end of March, beginning of April, me and Colton Davis are working on a song as well. No, video. And then probably when the COVID lockdown improves, I'm probably gonna be headed to Vancouver. I'd be like that. I don't know when. That'll probably be a while.
Are you working? Are you trying to hit like a specific studio or work with specific people out there?
Yeah. Like there's this one dude who shoots videos, but he's really good at it, and he's in Vancouver. Well, technically Kamloops, but it's close to Vancouver.
Yeah, it's you know, for a broader audience, you might as well just say Vancouver, right?
Yeah. The one thing I'm also trying to work on is promotion too. Like promotion, like. Yeah, like, not like, you ever get messages from people and they'll be like, hey, pay us $5,000 and we will promote your song.
Yeah, I mean, I treat those like they're not real, even if they are real, you know?
I don't really fuck with that, but.
Yeah, I have a little bit experience with paid promotion. I've done it once, I think. You ever fucked around on, what's that website called? Submit Hub?
Yeah, no, I use Submit Hub.
Yeah, how do you feel about Submit Hub? How does that, like.
But that's like, SubmitHub is very reliable.
Yeah.
Like, they will submit that to people. I mean, it's not perfect, but like at the same time, like it's a good way for Spotify. A lot of people will be able to listen to music because, like, at the end of the day, you kind of have to put yourself out there. That's just how I see it.
Yeah, I'm always concerned. Like, I got some like essentially paid playlist placement many years ago. Not many years ago, actually, in the summer. See, you know, you're right. Time does fucking fly by. Like, it's all twisted. Yeah. I did some of that with the album I did with Huddy.
Nice.
And I'm not convinced that the play, like, we got one song that got some good views, like the best I've ever seen on Philip Morris stuff. And I don't think they're real. I'm not sure that they're real. You know what I mean? Like, who are these people? Where are they? I didn't get more monthly listeners in the end. I didn't, have you experienced any of that?
Like, a lot of those views are like paying for promotion. Like, that's where you have to kind of be careful. Cause like, you can tell if someone's paying for views. Let's say, for example, it's got like a million views, but there's like 200 likes at most. That's when you know that someone's probably paying for views.
Yeah. I don't know. That the whole promotion's hard, man. Like, figuring out how to do it without selling your soul is hard. It's really hard.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. What have you been learning? What are you trying?
A lot of it's just word of mouth mostly. Occasionally, like now and again, I might use SubmitHub, but that's basically about it.
Yeah. Instagram too, it's like it's good, but it's easy to get kind of lost in the sort of flood of stories, right?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That's the thing. Instagram is good for, say, you have a music video and you post like a little clip of it on the gram. That's like good for like music videos and shit, and like you can like put yourself out there. But at the same time, it's not like 100%.
Yeah, because too, I think Instagram can often get isolated by like aesthetic too, so it's like, you know, like you're a pretty boy, right? And it's like that, you know, I mean, I don't know if it will or not, but it like people might like follow, and I've done this, and I'm sure a lot you have too, like you'll follow someone just because you're like, yeah, this shit's hype, like they look cool, the shit they post is cool.
That's interesting. Never
listen to music
people with like 100k followers but only got 14,000 Spotify plays.
Yeah.
See, like that's
weird.
I mean, like, that's why, like, I'm trying to find a way to, like, improve my Spotify plays. Like, I gotta get that better. That's definitely something I need to work on this year in 2021.
Yeah, I'm always trying to figure out the how to get people to click through, right?
Yeah.
And I was having a conversation with somebody about that recently where they were like, well, because of this, with this podcast, for example, like, I have it on YouTube and I have the audio version, right?
Yeah.
And I use YouTube because sharing a link of it, of you, people are more likely to click on a YouTube link. I'm more likely to click on the thing that I know than I would like an Apple podcast link, or even like if it's a podcast, a Spotify link. I don't listen to podcasts on Spotify. I don't know very many people who do. Yeah. It's, and that's what's so weird. And cause you have to adhere to another a specific platform that's like out of your control once it's in that machine, and trying to figure out how to play that whole game is very difficult, I find.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I think collaboration, I think, is the most magical way to promote yourself, just by working with a shit.
That's true. Because like, if you're working with, let's say, for example, you're working with another local artist, and then their fan base hears you, they're more likely to connect with your music. And then, I mean, if you really want to, if you want to pay for a feature and that artist happens to have a very big fan base, they're going to hear your music. So they might be like, oh shit, this guy's pretty dope. And like, that's one of the ways people get noticed these days.
Yeah.
A lot of it comes down to, like, a lot of it comes down to connections too.
Yeah. That's everything. That's getting a job. That's promoting your music. That's like, yeah, getting the bag. It's all really about who you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how you navigate that. Yeah, collaboration is really is the move. Have you ever bought any big features? I've done it twice to success. I've gotten scammed once.
how'd you get scammed, bro?
I was an idiot. I just I messaged the guy on SoundCloud. I'm not gonna say who it was.
Okay.
But I messaged the guy because I still like his music, so I don't really care that much. Like, I was just being dumb. But I messaged him on SoundCloud, and he sent me a PayPal link, and apparently this guy doesn't have control of his SoundCloud anymore.
Yeah.
So, and then I just, like, sent him money on that PayPal link, and then I messaged him on Instagram. I'm like, where's the verse? And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, dude, this is your SoundCloud of this guy. And he's like, I don't know who that is, man. Like, fuck. You got scammed, dude. Like, I was like, oh, shit. I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've paid for not too many features as I'm trying to work on myself, but, like, I have, like, there's, like, two artists that I'm not going to say names because I haven't released the songs yet, but, like, when you find, like, yeah, no, I've paid for features, but nothing, like, but at the same time, you gotta have limits, so, like, I'm not going to be spending, like, $1,000 for a feature, you know?
No, me neither. I think the most, I spent $300 on, I probably should say this because, like, I kind of haggled him, but DJ Lucas, who's, like, he's not that famous, but he's kind of famous, and I got him. That was good. He was easy to work with. He was just like, yeah, word. And I paid him and he sent me a feature like within a few weeks.
How many plays of the song get that you guys
do? I honestly don't check my stats straight up. Yeah. Cause I used to be so obsessed for so long, like constantly refreshing, like wondering why no one was listening. And then I was like, fuck all of that, man. Like, I just want to enjoy this. I can't look at the stats.
That's true. I mean, I'm guilty of that as well. Like, I do that, but at the same time, I'm just like, yeah, I kind of want to. We still want to have fun here. Like, like make it like it's. You don't want it just to be about the amount of plays you're getting.
Yeah, you want to feel good. You want to find what it. What have you learned like through making art and stuff in the last few years? Like, what do you feel you've learned?
A lot of self growth, I would say, just growing as an artist. Definitely a lot of that, and like I've also learned a lot about myself too, and how to and people around me.
Can you tell me what it was that like what the growth was or what you learned?
Like 2 years ago, like I wasn't exactly like I was only 18 at the time, but like I wasn't very motivated to do anything. Like I wasn't lazy, but like I wasn't doing a lot. And, like, I had some other personal things going on, too, at the same time. And art has definitely helped with that. So, this is what I'm doing. And, like, it's going pretty well, and hopefully it'll be even better. And the people around me also grow as well.
Yeah. I think, too, it's a really good – it's a good way to, like, find focus that isn't, like – traditional, I suppose. If it's like, it's better than playing fucking video games. You know what I mean? Like, it's basically what I'm getting at. Like,
I mean, video games is fun though.
Yeah, I've been bad about it recently, man.
Man, there's nothing else to do with like COVID and shit. You know?
Yeah. You game much? You play games?
Honestly, man, I don't really play a lot of video games. It's never really been my kind of thing, but. I do, like, my little bro, like, we'll play some PS4 sometimes.
Yeah, I know your little brother wants to design video games, I believe, right?
No, not active. That little brother. Other little
not,
brother.
Okay, different one, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
Oh, wait, you know my little brother?
I met him one time at Joyce's house.
Oh, nice, nice.
And I talked to him about Doom 3, and it was a good chat.
Nice.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah, he's really into that kind of shit. Like, he really wants to like design video games.
Yeah, I imagine it's hard. I wouldn't even know where to fucking start with that, man.
Actually, no. When I was a little kid, I tried to make a video game on PowerPoint. And I actually did it.
How did you do that? How did you make a video game on PowerPoint, man?
I honestly forget. A lot of it just came down to just knowing shit at the time. I wish I still knew it now, but I've forgotten like literally everything.
Was it like choose your own adventure or something? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I think I was just like bored one day and I was just like, fuck it.
Yeah. That's what I liked about like technology. Now you like, we know we can do anything with a computer, but when you're more naive towards it, you kind of work with what is in front of you, you know, like I wouldn't be caught dead playing Minesweeper now, but you better believe I played some fucking Minesweeper, you know?
I mean, I feel like everyone played Minesweeper back in the day.
Yeah. And it was like exciting. It's like, oh, there's a game right on here. But now it's like,
yeah.
Steam might as well come pre-installed on your computer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you been listening to? What are you rocking on music wise?
Right now, it really depends. Like, I've listened to I've been getting into a lot of like emo rap. I've been listening to a lot of that. Then some like lo-fi. I think I was with some friends the other day. They were just playing some, not like in real life, but it was over Discord. And we were just playing, I don't know, I forgot what was happening, but like he introduced me to some cloud rap, and like that's just like really good.
Yeah.
Cloud rap. And also another artist that I didn't listen to a lot of his music, but then I like, it kind of grew on me, and now I'm listening to a lot. Would be Golden BSP. Like, that guy's music is really fucking good.
I don't know. Is it, how do you spell it? Golden BSP?
Yeah, that's how you spell it. Like, go check him out. He's pretty good.
What's his deal? He's Canadian, too.
Yeah, he's from Vancouver.
He was once named Canada's weirdest rapper.
Yep.
Yeah, by Vice magazine. Yeah. Okay.
His music is like kind of on the emo rap side, so
okay. Yeah, I like that shit. The emo rap. I was a big Lil Peep fan when that was happening.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other day I was listening to a Lil Peep song.
Yeah. It's sad, man. Like, it's extra sad, that music now. Like, when it first came out, I was a bit like, what the fuck is this? And then anytime something gives me that reaction, I'm like, I gotta give it a second chance, right?
Yeah.
Because I had never heard. It was like emo rap was something, if you told me, I don't know, what, 6-7 years ago, that was going to be such a popular and like genuine genre of music, I would have been like, no, man, an AI thought of that idea or something, right?
Like, yeah.
Totally shocking. Yeah. Do you record at home mostly? Yeah.
Early on I did, but then like it wasn't like very reliable anymore, so I decided to go. Not that it like it was the quality of it wasn't what I wanted it to be. So I started going to other studios. I think I went to a studio called Electric City. That's where I recorded Slow Down and a bunch of other songs I made. And then I met this guy called Steve Kroger. And he has a studio.
Yeah.
And I know who I've recorded actually. Some songs there. But it really depends. Like, I've gone like to a bunch of different studios over town, even a few in Vancouver too.
Yeah. Steve Kroger has like an EDM label or something, right?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. I listened to some of that. In my effort to get a hold of Darren Day, I've exchanged emails with him. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Darren Day's also.
Yeah, his last single was through them or was produced by them or something. I'm not 100% sure.
Nice.
It sounded pretty good. It was pretty, at least very well produced. I'm sure they got the good gear there. Yeah. So like, what's the dream? What's the goal, man? Where do you want to get to?
The goal is to just improve the quality of the music and. That's all I can think of for the time being. Because I feel like a lot of people, like, when they become more and more famous, they lose reality, you know what I'm trying to say? Their personality changes a lot. Like, they'll go from being super humble guys to, like, complete and utter narcissistic people.
Yeah.
And I do not want that to be me, so.
So just like focus on making good ass music rather than focusing on headlining or whatever.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I remember I had this guy I talked to many, many, many years ago, and it woke me up to the same realization that you had. Cause I had ambitions of wanting to be a superstar. Da, 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 da. I remember he was telling me that basically his goal was to have everyone in the audience know all the words to his songs and play headline a festival. And I'm like, dude, you haven't put out any music yet. and that's your goal already. And I'm like, that's going to completely fuck with like your ability to make something honest, you know? And then there's nothing wrong with wanting that, but that being the number one goal rather than the goal to be enjoy yourself, to or express yourself and to make something that you like, should always be first. It should always be first.
Yeah.
And the people that have stood the test of time for the most part, I think, are people who never lost sight of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got anything else you want to talk about?
Apart from that, I do have a bit of a project that I'm hopefully going to release by the summertime. It's going to be an EP. Bunch of new songs. Going to have some features on there. I won't say who until I release it, but it's going to be pretty dope, man.
Hell yeah. You got like a month in mind? Like,
if I had to guess, probably like July or August.
Yeah. I think a lot of people too are holding out hope that people can fucking party and stuff by then, right?
I mean, play as show. Much as I would like to, I don't know. Like, it's, I'm kind of indifferent about it.
About partying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you played any shows?
Yeah, I actually, yes, no, I have a couple of shows back in the day.
Is that something you want to do again?
Oh, yeah, that is something I would like to do.
Yeah.
I would love to do some more shows, but, I mean, with COVID, it's kind of, like, impossible.
it is impossible, yeah. I'm curious to see, too, like, what music people respond to once you can actually have a concert again, because I think it'll very rapidly change the music that is at the forefront of the cultural zeitgeist, you know?
Yeah.
I think it'll be interesting. I think the, you know, the hyper-pop stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I think that stuff either can only exist in the internet or will completely pop off in terms of, like, club music and dance music and stuff. One, it'll go one of the other ways. So we'll see if it can, like, really exist in a real-world environment, you know, beyond, like, isolated shows. Like, I think it could become the new number one thing. Same way like emo, like Juice WRLD number one singles and stuff, like who would have thought that, you know? So I don't know. You seen any good movies lately?
Lately, no, I haven't been watching a lot of movies, man. I have watched a little bit, not like movie, like some TV like series, not like an actual like legit movie though.
Okay, what TV were you watching?
I was watching, what was it called again? I was watching The Simpsons actually recently.
Hell yeah.
I used to love watching The Simpsons when I was a kid.
Yeah, Simpsons is the best, man. The writing is so good, man. It's so funny.
Yeah.
With a big heart. I mean, sometimes with a big heart. All right. Thanks, man.
It was dope talking to you.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'll stop recording this thing.